and actually, it is fascinating. When you look at these words, the word of God to me is really fascinating. I don't know about you. Why did he say that the gospel of peace? I mean, like, why peace? I'm talking about my feet. I need peace in my head, not really in my feet. You know, and the gospel, he should be saying, you shut your mouth with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You know, we think, okay, I'll preach the gospel. But he's talking about my feet, and he's talking about peace. What the gospel have brought to your soul and mind is peace. We're living in a world where there is anxiety everywhere. Have any of you ever have some kind of anxiety attack? You're worried about something. It's a test. It's this. And you are so scared. You are so scared of the future. You don't know what's going to happen. Am I going to pass that test? I am going to get this job. And this anxiety that eating you up. And your feet start to tremble. And you don't walk right. And you try to run for comfort here and there and everywhere. You know what the gospel brings to you? My eternity is secured. He did everything for me. I'm going to walk on a firm ground because the gospel have brought peace to me. He guaranteed my security and my eternity. You know what? He will take care of me every step of the way. One of the things that all of us, but especially when you are young, and what is going to happen tomorrow? What is the future going to hold? All of that anxiety that comes in, you know, it's part of the fiery darts of the devil to trip you. And here he said, no. Put those shoes on. The shoes that have imparted to you the peace that have you received when you received the gospel. That I know I am in his hand. He said, look at the birds of the heaven. The Lord Jesus said that. What are you worried? Do we? How many of us, old or young, stayed up the whole night worry about something, and the next morning really nothing happened? How many of us did that? So worried about every little thing. And the gospel is the good news that our Father cares for us. He knows what you are going through. And with that ability, when the world around you sees you, told me once about somebody who was on an airplane, and it was one of those little airplanes, and he was going during... He was a British general in going to India, and they did not know the guys who took him on the plane that he was a general. But that guy sat in that little thing, and it was going up and down. There was storm and everything. He was sitting down reading his Bible. There was no like anything. And when he landed and he got out, everybody's standing attention. They said that General so and so, he is the commander of the British something in that area of the country. And the guy said, man, he was so calm in that storm. He said, what did he have in his hand? And the other guy said, he had his Bible. He said, that guy never leave without his Bible. Mm-hmm. He always have his Bible with him. You know, that assurance of salvation, confidence in God that Satan could not shake it. And that's part of your privilege in the heavenly places that you need to protect by having those peaceful thoughts concerning what God have done for you, protect you. And that will help you to give a testimony and to speak to people. You're not going to be like them when they are worried and caring and afraid of everything else, because your life manner will show that you belong to him and you have peace in your heart that was displayed in the way you walk.
I'll just give a verse for what Brother Amel has been mentioning in Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. It says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigns. So here is, if you would, a verse in the Old Testament that carries that principle. Feet well shod with the gospel of salvation of peace. I'd like to suggest also that the feet have to do with our walk, and they have to be in concert. We may want to publish good news. We want to tell, you know, our friends and our colleagues and neighbors about the salvation that we have. But unless the walk is in concert with the truth that we read of earlier, then it's going to be a very difficult task for us to be publishing, right, making known this gospel of peace. And I want you to think of it that we were once enemies of God, and if a man or woman is outside of Christ, right, they are at enmity with God. But the work of the cross has made peace, both with God. We have the peace with God, and then we have the peace of God, is what Paul writes in Philippians. So it's wonderful to know that we have this as part of the armor, that we can publish glad tidings, good tidings. Think about how people need to hear about peace, to hear good news. You turn on the radio, the television every day if you have one, you read the newspaper, online. Every bit of news is about some kind of violence and conflict. And it's good to be able to say to your friends, I mean, think about in your age bracket, how many young people commit suicide? And it means that they have come to the end. They don't have an answer. You have the answer. Right? These are very practical things, right? God has given us the answer in Christ. And you could be sitting next to that person in school, at the lunchroom. But if you, you know, if you laugh at the jokes, if your walk is, you know, crooked, you're not going to want to talk so much about your testimony. And then you can't be used effectively of the Spirit of God to help. But think about if you are walking right. And then the courage and the boldness and to be able to say, listen, you might think it's all about bad news, but I've got something to tell you that will give you peace, that will calm the troubled spirit. And when you publish that good news to them, man, that person, when they come to know the Lord through your testimony, think about the peace, the rest that's now in their soul. So this is part of the armor that we have.
Let's move on. Now, there are pieces now that we are...
Emil, we're over 8:30. What's the time now?
I would say move on.
Yeah.
Time's up, right?
Time's up a while ago.
No problem. Oh, it's... 10 minutes ago. You want to just wrap it up? Okay.
I just hate to see that we miss those pieces.
If you just want to wrap it up right now.
All of them? No. We'll wait till tomorrow. We'll just get it before we talk a little bit about David. We'll take the first few minutes.
I'm gonna suggest something.
Yes, tonight.
We can take it tomorrow, but I think it's taken us so long. Because we keep waiting for some participation. Let's be truthful. We said we're going to be truthful. Let's be truthful. Young men, for tomorrow. Let's not waste time. I mean, I was holding it and holding it and holding it. But it comes to a point where you cannot hold it anymore. This is a conference. There are certain times of a Bible reading. Young men, come prepared. We're not asking you to speak for 2 minutes. Just a comment, question. Keep it flowing. Because the reason we went overtime and we didn't finish is because we had some occasions waiting on the young people to participate. Please, I'm going to beg you, please, for tomorrow, Lord willing, if he kept us here, let's dig into that portion, the last few items. Let's look into the next Bible reading we're going to have. And just come with questions, come with little comments, because this is how the meeting is going to flow. And we're going to enjoy it, and then we're going to stick with the time. Because we're not going to be able to cover everything if we're going to keep waiting time after time with this gap of silence. We just love to hear your participation. I just wanted to say that. So,
brothers and sisters can collaborate together.
Yes.
You know, and I heard you walking around late last night and board games, and it's wonderful. It is. But also, sit at the tables together and say, what actually is the helmet of salvation, you know? And perhaps sisters can help the young men, the young men can help the sisters. So we come prepared tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
So we can close in prayer.